Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I'm so glad that you are here. If you're listening on the radio, I'm so glad that you are waking up with us. If you're listening on my podcast, please download all of our shows so you can hear us every day. And also, find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, all the way across, and Twitter, everywhere, so that you can tune in to The Brighter Side every morning. We actually do a little positive thought every morning. And if you are somebody that would love to share what you do or your business or be a sponsor, we would love to hear from you. And that number is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. And again, I also want to invite back Manhattan of Camarillo. If you've never been there to dine, they were one of our sponsors before COVID, and I'm so excited to have them back. And you will hear a little bit about them, but really, it's a great place to go and have beers, dinner, wine. They've got it all. So definitely reach out to them. And they are located in Santa Rosa Valley. So with that, I want to just say welcome to everybody here. I hope that you're already having a great weekend. And of course, I always start my show with something uplifting. If you want to lift yourself up, lift up someone else. That's really what it's all about. Walk through the day seeing who you can shine on. And I love that. And of course, this is so in line with my first guest. He's been here for 12 weeks talking about finding happiness. He is the author of Finding of Happiness. He's a TEDx speaker. And he is all about really sharing his own personal struggles and giving back to our world. And he's even got an amazing workbook. We've given several of them away here on our show. And I'm so excited. I'm sad at the same time because this is his last time. We've gone through the 12 weeks here, but hopefully he'll be back. And he's got some great stuff to share. Todd Packin, are you there?
Yes, thanks, Kim. Right here.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. Sitting through a big rainstorm in the Boston area, but everything's fine. Thank you.
Well, there you go. So we are at our 12th week of Finding Happiness, and each week has just been incredible and so helpful and such great tips. What do you have for us today?
Well, week 12 is finding your higher power, focusing on your higher power. And for many people, it's God, but it doesn't have to be. It's just important that you realize that there's something bigger than you out there, that we're all interconnected. And it can help you out when you're going through a tough time to realize that many people have gone through the same thing, whether it's cancer or a divorce. People have gone through it. People will go through it after you, and they've survived it. So it's realizing that you're not alone. And when you are feeling lonely, it's also realizing that there are people out there that you can call, that you can touch, that you can meet up with. Or people you don't even know, you can always help them. You can go to, as we've talked about in the past, volunteering at a nursing home or volunteering at an old age center, something along those lines. We're all in it together. We should all be helping each other out. Much like the quote you started today, which I thought was great. If you want to lift yourself up, lift someone else up. That was perfect.
Thank you. And you know what? And what you're saying is so true. You know, I was just a little get-together with a bunch of women that I haven't seen forever, it feels like, since COVID. And you know, it's like when you start hearing everybody's stories, they're just, you know, either you know somebody that's gone through that or you have some, you know, experience or whatever. And I love sharing stories. You know, you definitely want to share with safe people, but it does it helps you to hear that you're not alone.
Absolutely. So that's week 12. I wanted to take most of the time this week and talk about some tips for handling the entire 12-week program if I can.
Please. I love it.
Okay. I think the most important thing is that it's really difficult. You know, you look at week 3 and it's learning to stop beating yourself up. And most of us have been beating ourselves up since the day we were born. So if you're 40, you've been beating yourself up and creating that beating yourself up muscle, so to speak, for 40 years. And now I'm trying to break it down. And you're going to maybe get frustrated if you can't do it in a night or two. And I don't want you to be frustrated, because if you're frustrated, maybe you give up on the whole program. So first of all, realize it's going to be tough. Realize it's going to take time. If you have one of the 12 weeks that you just can't do, you just can't stop beating yourself up, I don't want you to throw in the towel because one week you can't do well. Maybe there are other weeks that you could ace. Maybe the week on movement you could ace. Certainly you could probably ace the week on listening to or reading motivational material. So there's so many weeks that you could do really well at. Maybe it's focusing on your strength, you know, making a list of the things you do well and the things you love to do. And what's on both lists, now you start spending more time on them.
Yeah, Todd, that is so great. You know, I'm doing business coaching. I've been doing it for the last couple of years now. And when I give kind of like a little assignment of them, and they go, oh, I don't want to do that because I know I'm not going to do that. And it's going to make me feel like a failure. What a great thing is, what could you do? What could you do to move forward? And that's really what you're saying. Pick out the ones that you could walk through.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do well with 6 out of 12, and maybe you say, well, my God, you know, 6 out of 12 is an F. It's a failure. Not at all. You've just done 6 really important things to make your life better that you hadn't done before. So any progress is positive progress. Please don't get frustrated and just throw in the towel.
I love that.
The next
That's
thing
perfect.
Is we need to make it a priority. I learned in business that whatever you focus on, you usually succeed at. So that when we would focus on our sales, we'd do great on sales. The next year, we'd focus on maybe expenses and do really well on expenses. So what you focus on, you do well at. This is a really tough program. So you need to say to yourself, how important is it for me to feel better? And if it is really important, then I encourage you to say for the next month, the first 4 weeks, that's going to be my number one priority. And you make a little note, if you're a man next to your shaving kit, or if you're a woman next to your makeup kit, and it says, remember, number one priority this week is week 1 of the 12 weeks. And the next week, number one priority is week 2 of the 12 weeks. Because unless you make it a priority, you're going to go through the entire day, you have done nothing with it. And all of a sudden it's, you know, midnight and you realize, boy, I still have to exercise, and you're not going to do that exercise.
That's very true.
And the other thing that I think is so important when it comes to prioritizing is time. As that example I just gave with exercise, if you know that you're a morning person and you're wide awake and wired up in the morning, but by 5 o'clock you're ready for bed, don't schedule your exercise at 7 at night. Or don't try to tackle one of these other exercises that I have. For example, maybe, stop focusing on the past or fearing the future. If you're going to spend some time on that during the day, spend time when you're the most awake and give yourself time. Don't squeeze it into a 10-minute slot. Really decide how important this is for you. I think the problem is if I asked you how important is it for you to be happier and then for your kids to be happier and their kids to be happier, you'd say nothing's more important than that. But all of a sudden the day is out and the kids are screaming and, you know, you're running late for work and there's traffic and then you have work. And all of a sudden, you haven't really focused on the program.
So true. Because life happens.
You know, so that's the key. The key is really making it a big deal because it's so difficult. Unless you make it a big deal, you're just not going to succeed with it.
I 100% make it a priority. So I think that's so important. Good. Okay.
Yeah. So those were the main three things that I had. I think that's the most important thing. People realizing that they can make a change in their lives. And it's just a question of how much do they want it. And my 12 weeks can certainly help you. You can go again to my website at toddpatkin.com, or you can go to YouTube and put in Finding Happiness with Todd. And there are many other programs, I'm sure, that would help as well.
Right. Todd, you could keep doing this over and over again, correct?
I do. I mean, I certainly need to remind myself all the time, you know, that I need to continue to try to be positive and continue to try to be happy. So I'm constantly doing it probably every 3 or 4 months.
You redo it. You kind of just do the 12 weeks and start all over again. I mean, it makes sense to me because, you know, our life is ever changing. Our situation is ever changing. Our families are ever changing. And so, you know, you wake up with a new experience every day. And it's kind of like, how do you start your day in a positive way, first of all? So take those 12 weeks of traits and really work them into your schedule, into your day, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to look at it as it's like exercise. If someone goes to the gym and they work out really well for 6 months, you know, 3 days a week, and they look like a million bucks, but then they don't ever do it again, they're going to slowly slide down. So this program is just like a workout at the gym. You've got to continue to do it. So, you know, after you do the first 12 weeks, there's no reason not to start with week one again or any of the weeks that you found to be the most difficult.
Right. And it's maintenance. I mean, everything in life that you want to get better at is maintenance, correct?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Yeah. You have to keep working at it. As I said, this is so simple, but it's so difficult. I mean, all of these weeks, you know, we talk about week 7 when we say we need to realize people in our life really affect us. And are you willing to continue to talk to your friends who are negative or even your relatives who are negative? Or are you willing to kind of make a change? That's not easy. Mm-hmm. That's making a decision on whether you choose your own happiness and quite a bit of discomfort moving away from certain people in your life. So none of this is easy stuff.
I 100%. And so whoever's out there listening to this and has either tried it or needs to try it, where can they find you? And of course, where, you know, you could take it step by step. And like you wouldn't go to the gym and just work out like crazy. You would do it step by step. You got to work into it to slowly make it a part of your lifestyle.
Absolutely. That's perfect. As I said, the easiest thing is probably just to go to YouTube, Finding Happiness with Todd, T-O-D-D, and you will have the 12-week program at your fingertips. If you want to see all of my material, the TEDx talk, and quite a bit of other speeches in addition to this 12-week program, you can go to toddpatkin.com. That's TODDPATKIN.com.
And let me ask you, one of the biggest things as I'm reading kind of part of your book, do you focus too much on your past? And, you know, there's so many people that say, keep looking in the front mirror, or the front windshield, not the back mirror, right? I mean, we can't change what already happened, but we can change the future, correct, of today?
Yeah, well, the book was a biography because I really wanted people to realize that we all do dumb stuff throughout our life. You know, I'm certainly not the only one who went to a junior cotillion with the most beautiful girl in the world and wore work boots because he didn't realize that that was inappropriate and pulled her chair out just when she was sitting down, so she sat on the floor. But I share that with people. I share with people that I was terribly homesick in college. And you know what? I know whether people get homesick. So I shared all my warts with people because I wanted them to realize that all the things that they have that they're so embarrassed they did when they were younger, we all did those things. So that's really why I looked at the past. But in general, certainly it's best. I'm lucky. I don't have a great memory. And people always say, well, you know, that's too bad. And I say, not at all, because most of the stuff that people remember is the bad stuff. So I don't really remember a lot of things.
I am right there with you. And you know, sometimes, Todd, we actually put it out of our minds, don't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But we remember, like, you know, somebody's going through a divorce, they remember all the good times. But what about the bad times? Why are you even going through this divorce?
Right. Absolutely.
I agree with you
completely. You know, life's tough. You know, some people say it, but it really is. You know, you get stuff going on and you're having a good week and all of a sudden something pops up and all of a sudden, you know, you're stressed out or upset or what have you. So we constantly need to have a 12-week program so we can stay on top of things and stay as positive as possible. And again, right. If you become more positive, your kids will be more positive. Just like if you go to the gym, they'll go to the gym.
Yeah, they do focus on where we're going, and we are examples for our children and really our families, you know? I mean, people look to us to each other. I mean, right? That's what it's all about. You look at what the next person's doing and you go, wow, why are they so happy? What are they doing? That's how, you know, you look at people as examples, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Or you look at people as the example you don't want to be if they're always complaining.
That
and always
is true.
Now,
very, you know? Very, very true. Todd, it's been my pleasure.
It's been great for 12 weeks.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Come
back and, you know what, keep reminding us and keep doing great yourself. But what a great thing that you've shared with us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And it truly is The Brighter Side of Life. Todd Packin,
great.
The author
Thanks
of
so
Finding
much.
Happiness.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Todd. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank
All right.
You.
You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're going to take a really quick break. But when we come back, we are going to have John Millett, and he is America's Homeownership Coach. And we're going to talk about a lot of these great events that he is having, and we'll share who he is. Stay with us again.
Manhattan of Camarillo is an Italian-inspired restaurant located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley that offers something for everyone. The menu is made up of multi-regional classic Italian dishes with an extensive wine list. For a bit more of a casual atmosphere, come join Trivia Nights on Thursdays in the Madison Beer Garden with a full bar of craft beer selections Fridays and Saturdays. Enjoy live music with local talent, and be sure to check out the dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine banquet room holds up to 40 people, perfect for any professional or special occasion. On Wednesday nights, be sure to check out their signature three-course menu for $25. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Call Manhattan of Camarillo today to make your reservation at 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And my next guest, I'm really excited to have him, John Millett, America's Home Ownership Coach. John, are you there?
I am. It's great to be here with you today, Kim. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. And I love having you here. And I have your book here. I thought we'd give one away, maybe a couple away, but buy your first home today. Empower your life, build your wealth, own the home of your dreams. You know what, John, you've really changed a lot of my thinking, and I've been at a couple of your speaking like lunch and learn. And you know what, so many people think they can't do it, and yet you actually walk them through this. And I shared a couple of your videos of people testimonials, you know, that they walked into, you know, either an open house and they just had a dream, but they were like, it's not my dream, it's somebody else. And you actually showed them the way to do it. And so I really just want to like give out our number right now, 805-419-0008. If you have a dream, which we all do, let me help you by giving you one of John Millett's books to really make that dream come true. John, welcome.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be on your show today.
Thank you. And I know you have a lot of events coming up that we want to kind of share with everybody, because every time you do something, it's like full house. So I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to reach out. Like, I know your first one, is it the first one you're talking about? Is that reverse mortgages?
Yes, we actually have two seminars coming up in the month of August. And the first one is the 18th, and that is for the myths and realities of reverse mortgages.
You know, and what? I have to just say, I've actually just shared reverse mortgages with like three people this week, because they were like, they're a little bit older. They're like, what am I going to do? How am I going to save my home? And I said, maybe reverse. Oh, no. I've heard that that's so bad. And I said, you know what? Actually, after my interviews, I have learned that it's actually not, it's not like it used to be, correct?
Right. It's much different than it used to be. Yeah. So
how
today,
did that change?
Well, the difference is that it used to be that there were, first of all, they used to give away a lot more money. And so as a result of giving away more money, say in a higher loan to value, it made it so that the value of the home would be less than the money owed by the time the individual moved out or was deceased. And so that means that the house was upside down, which just results in a foreclosure. And the problem with that is that a lot of the seniors that we want to work that we work with tend to want to be able to get want to give an estate to their kids, and then want to have something left. And there were too many homes that were upside down at the time that of death or moving out of the home. And so HUD, which is responsible for a lot of what goes on with reverse mortgages, they actually back down the amount of money that you can get. So you can't get quite as much, but it still offsets that because the home values are much higher than they used to be. And so it still gives a great opportunity. You know, the thing about reverse mortgages that make it so interesting is that most people don't realize that with a reverse mortgage, you can make a fully amortized payment, you can make an interest-only payment, or you can make no payment. And there are some specific things that reverse mortgages offer that the other mortgages do not. And it's if it's structured correctly, it is a fantastic product if it's done the correct way.
Right. Okay. Well, I want to give out your phone number. And, of course, it's 805-433-5842. And that is happening August 18th, 5 to 7. It's over in the North Ranch Community Center in Westlake Village. And just RSVP, we would love you to be there. You're going to learn so much. There's great speakers. I actually know all of these speakers personally. And, you know, it's just such a great night. So I would definitely recommend that. What else do you
have? Just to come out and learn about it. I mean, the whole aspect is that if you use it correctly, the reality is, and this has been proven several times, that your portfolio will actually be bigger in many cases with the use of a reverse mortgage as long as it's structured correctly. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So I really look forward to the event and hope that we get lots of people there.
There you go. What else do you have for me?
Well, then we also have a seminar coming up on ADUs. They're called accessory dwelling units. And this is a really interesting concept that recently the governor of California passed legislation that made it so that these accessory dwelling units can be put a lot easier. It used to be a real pain to build these in a person's backyard or to convert the garage into a living space. And it used to take a long time, had to have, you know, go through the permit process, which seemed like an eternity. And since the law came out, the law now has cities where they must comply to the standards that have been set. In other words, they can't string you along because the city doesn't want to do it. Now the city is under obligation to build these units if the people in the homes want to build them. Like, for instance, recently I read a survey that showed that in Thousand Oaks, there are, or the Canal Valley area, there's basically 22,000 homes, single-family homes, that qualify for an ADU. That means that there's enough property in the backyard if they want to build a 400 or 800 square foot flat, they can do that. And it's so interesting because equity has gone up so much in the last year by about $110,000 on average for each California homeowner that there's a lot of equity in homes that can be used towards improving your property. You know, taking money out to pay off credit cards and things like that, that's okay. It's not my highest and best use, but it can certainly be very helpful. My highest and best use of taking cash out of your home is to improve the property. And
correct.
The beauty of putting in an accessory dwelling unit is that when you put one of those in, you immediately will get rents between $1,500 and $2,000 a month.
Wow. And that's what I wanted you to just, for maybe anybody that's listening right now and they don't know what an ADU is. Is that like a mother-in-law suite or a, right? Or a rental?
Yeah. Or a rental. A lot of people use it for, as a rental. And for additional income. It's really for the additional income that it brings. And I mean, it's amazing what you can do with that. I mean, not only does it increase the value of your home, but it also makes it so much, it creates cash flow, which is really hard to beat.
Yeah. So what if you're like in a flood zone? Is that easier now because of this, or do you know anything really about that?
Well, the flood zone it's not really a factor of it, although that's a really good question. It's not really a factor for the flood zone because it will increase your flood insurance a little bit. There's no question about that, but not by very much. So,
okay.
It really is it's a great thing to look into. It's not for everybody, but
right.
It is a great opportunity to at least look at it and see if whether or not that is something that would be helpful.
Yeah, so you're calling a contractor to see if you have room and you're able to put something on your property, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
And
okay.
The seminar that we're going to have includes my co-speaker is
a
gal that specializes in that.
Right. And there's actually, first thing you have to do is really find out if your property is able to do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of things
mm-hmm.
to it. So, yeah, that's really cool. And now I know you have one more coming up. What is that about?
Well, the other one that we have out, and by the way, the one on the ADU is on August 25th at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And then we have another one coming up that will be in Oxnard area. I believe that's the 23rd. That will be a lunch and learn for real estate professionals. And so we're very excited about these lunch and learns and these seminars because they're really meant as a community service to provide education and knowledge to be able to move your life forward. I mean, there are so many people in homes right now that just feel, they own the home, but they feel it's a little bit trapped. They feel like, gee whiz, I wish I could have a different bathroom or a different, and they really don't know how to go about doing that. And the ADUs that we're going to be talking about not only talks about the ADU, but we're also going to talk about putting additions on your home. We're going to talk about what you can do to increase your dwelling space and what you can do to make your life, the environment, so that your life can be what you want it to be. Because so much of your home environment is really manifested by in your life. What happens at home is it really manifests a lot of what's going on in your life. And we think that on a deeper level, your home environment is really plays an important part as to moving forward in your life and achieving those things that are really important to you.
I love that, John. And you know what? So many people work at home nowadays. So it is they're not only their home, but their business, their office. And mm-hmm. so such a great, thing to learn more about. One, I just want to say thank you so much. John is the founder and president of Mean Street Mortgage. It's located in Westlake Village. And, of course, the phone number is 805-432-2382. Or you can call their office, 818-874-9900. John, Gina, their whole team, Tracy, all of them are amazing. And I would feel honored for you to, if you are thinking about either refinancing, getting a loan, you want to find out anything, or you're a first-time buyer, definitely call them, Mean Street Mortgage. John, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, thanks so much, Kim. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay, you bet.
We are going to, thank you, John. We are going to actually just jump right over to our next guest, and he is Jeff Peabody, and his book is Perfectly Suited. And in his book, he recounts that what worked for him and what was a waste of time. And not only that, it's really about he explained that 77% of Americans experience physical symptoms of stress, and 73% experience psychological symptoms today and increasingly since the pandemic. And depression is leading cause of disability. So So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And of course, is Pastor Jeff Peabody. Welcome, Jeff. Are you there?
I am. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're so welcome. Thank you. I'm glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, and of course, your book. Is this your first book, by the way?
You know, it is, as a matter of fact.
Congratulations.
And I'm really grateful to, at 55, to have my first book coming out. It's really exciting.
So, I love it. Do you already have plans for another one?
Well, I actually, next month, I have a children's book that's coming out. So that's pretty exciting to have two in the same year. So,
well, isn't that funny? I think it's like once you get one done, then you go,
yeah.
Oh, gosh, what was I stressing on about this? I could just, you know, pop them out. I know so many people like, oh, this is my 70th. I'm like, are you kidding? I'm just trying to get my one out.
I know,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, really
they were both
sad.
Years in the making and was never expecting them to come out at the same time. And so, it's really fun.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself. So obviously your experiences, kind of led you to this book, correct?
Right. So, I'm a pastor by profession and, been doing that for about 20 years now. And
thank you
several
for your
years
service.
Ago,
I think that we all need that. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, several years ago, I would say, most of my adult life, I've been pretty disconnected from my own emotions. Really at any given time, you could ask me how I was doing or what I was feeling. And I probably couldn't really tell you just because I didn't have access to what was going on inside for me. And of course,
well, let me just stop
yeah,
you there for a second. Do you think anybody really does? You know, it's interesting. Like, I think you said you're 55, you get to this age and, you know, I mean, you ask people like, how are you? And they go, do you really want to know? Right? I mean,
right,
isn't that,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, but when you say, like, you sit down with a friend and you go, how are you doing today? And a lot of people, we really just don't know. So how do you get in touch with that?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, on one level, our bodies and our brains do know. And they're going to get our attention one way or the other. Eventually. And for me, kind of what cracked open the dam was I hit this sort of what I call my mental and emotional wall, just had this real sort of meltdown moment where for me, all of a sudden, I found myself just bombarded by this flood of intrusive, unwanted thoughts that just I could not turn my mind off. And I didn't realize at the time that everything that I was experiencing was just classic symptoms of OCD. But I didn't have a diagnosis then. And so this is just all going on and I'm frightened of my own brain and I just don't know what to do. And so I go on a walk with a friend of mine who happened to be a therapist, which was really awesome. But we go on this walk and I'm just blabbering and crying, which also was completely uncharacteristic of me. And I get to the end of everything that I'm sharing and I say, I am not an anxious person. And he looked at me and he laughed. And that wasn't what I was expecting from him, but it kind of caught me up short and made me realize, oh, my self-awareness is not quite as good as I thought. I didn't realize that all my anxiety was evident to other people, but not to me. And so that really kind of sparked this journey for me that's, I would say, ongoing to this day of learning to kind of get more in touch with what is actually going on inside for me.
I love that. And so what we show of ourselves on the outside, are we seeing it on the inside? So how did you go about learning to see yourself and to know yourself?
Yeah. Well, I think a couple of things, at being that I'm a pastor, and a person of faith, I I began to really re-examine what it was that I thought faith even was, and I recognized that a lot of my trust was really in myself and my own capacity to do the right thing. I've always been the compliant overachiever type who, growing up, I was the kid who was super conscientious all the time, being obedient for approval and all that kind of thing. And you know, you kind of end up applying that also in just the way that you view God. And so I was really feeling like my trust was more in myself than in God. And so,
that's really, really interesting. And I'll tell you why. I used to think that if it was meant to be, it was up to me. That's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have the same personality as you. Okay. Mm. I try my best. I tell my children, I've got 4 children. I'm like, if you're going to do anything, either don't do it or do your best. Okay, and that's how I live my life. And, you know, like it's my last, like I am going to just make it at the best I can. But let me just tell you, as I've gotten a little, you know, more older, I guess you would say, and wiser, I just go, you know what, Cam, kind of take it easy on yourself. Mm-hmm. And I kind of throw it up because I feel like if I'm handling it, then God's not.
Right, right. Well, that's exactly
and that was
it. I think
hard lesson.
I'm a high responsibility kind of person, and when I finally hit this point where, as responsible as I wanted to be, I could not do anything about my brain. I couldn't have control. So I was kind of forced into this place of saying, okay, well then, God, I'm going to have to trust you with this. And so that really kind of opened my eyes to what the whole concept of grace is even about, so letting go of that and just having to transfer some of that responsibility from myself and onto him, that was a key piece of it for me, for sure.
You know, that's a really interesting, as you are a pastor, I mean, you actually, you know, help other people believe in God, correct?
Right, right.
And so there was some, like a, almost like a disconnect, correct?
Yes, yes. It was like I had this one message that I would preach and teach, and then functionally I was operating on a whole different level. And so those had to kind of come more into alignment.
Yeah, and so did you just kind of give up? Give up, meaning not give up, but give up to God?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that
sounds
that
terrible,
was,
but that's actually, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually something that I'm, you know, I feel like I'm still in the process of learning that, because it's a lifetime of one way of operating. And
right.
That's been part of it. And that's kind of the concept behind the book. You know, the book talks about the Christian concept of the armor of God. And really what that basically means is God's protection, God's care for us. And so it's been learning to go, oh yeah, I don't need to do all this self-protection. I can, that's God's job. And so I'm trying to do God's job all the time by putting up all these defenses of my own, and to lay some of those down and to just constantly go back to, you know, I'm okay with God because of Jesus, not because of me. So that's been a big the big learning curve. It's
almost like a revolution for you, right?
Yeah, really, definitely.
Yeah, I could say so. So what do you mean by we get ourselves into trouble with the sword of the Spirit when we forget the Scripture serves the gospel?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, everybody has had people that they've talked to that are, you know, a religious friend or something who quotes a Bible verse and uses it however they want to use it. You know, I mean, you can twist Scripture around to say all kinds of things. And ultimately, this message of what God has done for us is the gospel truth behind what it's really there for. And so when we twist it and we use it for something else and make it more about, you know, what we're doing or something else, then we weaponize it and we turn it into something that it's not. So getting it back to, well, how does this actually support the underlying gospel? Just means good news, the good news, truth of God rescuing us rather than us being the rescuers. And so,
right.
Yeah, I think anytime we shift away from that, we run the risk of turning scripture into something that it's not.
I love it. What do you, Jeff, what do you hope that readers will discover from reading your book?
I think really two things. One, you know, by putting my own story out there, I hope it encourages somebody who might be struggling with anxiety and feeling like they're the only ones. I think there's such a lie to anxiety that makes us want to isolate and withdraw and feel like, you know, we can't share what's going on with other people. And so to be able to let people know that, there are other people out there. And like Mr. Rogers said, if it's mentionable, it's manageable. And so if you can actually talk about it, that in and of itself, can be a huge relief. And I think the other thing would be to, you know, relook at, some of what God offers us. At least for me, that has been such a comfort and a help and strength. And so to rethink some things that maybe we thought were really about us doing things for God are really about what God has already done for us.
Wow. That's profound right there. I love this, Jeff. Thank you so much for sharing. And how do our listeners find your book?
Well, it's available on pretty much anywhere books are sold, but you can also go to my website, jdpeabody.com. Yeah, it's out there ready for order.
Great. Will you send me a couple? And do you mind sending me a couple?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay, great. And I'm just going to give out our number, 419-0008. If this resonated with you, please give me a call, and we'd love to get a book out to you. Jeff Peabody, thank you so much for being vulnerable with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Download our podcast. And, of course, share our show with everyone.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Manhattan of Camarillo is an Italian-inspired restaurant located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley that offers something for everyone. The menu is made up of multi-regional classic Italian dishes with an extensive wine list. For a bit more of a casual atmosphere, come join trivia nights on Thursdays in the Madison Beer Garden with a full bar of craft beer selections Fridays and Saturdays. Enjoy live music with local talent and be sure to check out the dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine banquet room holds up to 40 people, perfect for any professional or special occasion. On Wednesday nights, be sure to check out their signature three-course menu for $25. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Call Manhattan of Camarillo today to make your reservation at 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, my next guest is Sarah Magruder-Lyle. She's the president and CEO of Common Ground Alliance. And there's something that I didn't know, and I want to share it with you. Let's welcome Sarah. And we're going to talk a little bit about construction. I love that. I actually have a background of this, and you are a DIY or major constructions. It's always important to call before you dig. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Great. Thanks so much for having me. You know, the Common Ground Alliance is a nonprofit association, and we're dedicated to protecting utilities that provide us with critical services that we rely on every day and keeping those who work and live near them safe. And the best thing you can do, the single most important step you can take, is contacting 811 a few days prior to digging.
Okay, so what is 811?
811 is a free service. When you contact 811 prior to digging, they will ask you information about where you're actually going to be digging, and they will contact those who might have utilities in that area so they can come out and mark them so you can ensure that you don't inadvertently strike a utility and you can dig with care and complete your project.
Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, and so is 811 anywhere you're located, or where is this located?
811 is a nationally designated number. So no matter where you are, if you contact 811 in your state, you will be routed to your local one call center by phone. You can also visit 811beforeyoudig.com and find out about the entire digging process and learn more about the laws and requirements in your state. In your area, the 811 center is Dig Alert, and I know they stand ready to help those DIYers and professional contractors make sure that they're operating safely in their dig site.
Ah, okay. So I am familiar with Dig Alert, and is Dig Alert a free? Is that something that is not charged?
Correct. When the digger, be it a DIYer or a professional contractor, calls 811, Dig Alert will ask information about where your dig site is going to be, and then they will contact the utilities that may have infrastructure on your job site.
Oh, really interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is very cool. And for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, again, we're talking with Sarah Magruder-Lyle, and we're talking about Ground Alliance. What is Common Ground Alliance?
So the Common Ground Alliance is a nonprofit association dedicated to protecting that critical infrastructure that we depend on every day that delivers services to our homes and communities like internet and water and power, and also protecting those who live and work near these important utilities.
And so, you know, people kind of just go thinking like, we'll just dig here, and, you know, they don't even know what the dangers are of damaging a utility line. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So in 2020, there were 385,000 estimated damages to underground utilities because of dig-ins. That's over 1,000 damages a day. And some of those were from, you know, professional excavators, and some of those were from DIYers and weekend warriors. And so, you know, often, you know, especially those that are homeowners say, well, you know, I'm only putting in a flower bed, or I'm only putting in a tree. But those critical utilities can be just a couple of inches underground. And so we need to make sure that we're calling every time and contacting 811 every time prior to digging to make sure we stay safe.
Wow, that is really interesting. So even digging a tree or a flower bed, right, you could hit a utility line, which, you know, could be really dangerous also, correct, for yourself.
It could be very dangerous, and there have unfortunately been some significant incidents in California. A few years ago, there was a dig-in to a gas line, and it exploded, and there was actually a fatality associated with that. And it, you know, so it can be very serious. So it can be something, a minor inconvenience where you don't have internet to your own home, but it can also be something as catastrophic as hitting a gas or power line and damaging property or injuring yourself or someone else.
Wow, very, very interesting. So let me ask you, how did you get involved in this?
So I have been in the utility space for some time. I come from oil and gas, and protecting that infrastructure is very, very important because we depend on those, you know, those products for our everyday lives. For power, to cook, to heat our homes, to ensure that we're able to do the things that, you know, our modern lives depend on. And so making sure that we keep this infrastructure intact is critically important. And making sure that those who are digging around it stay safe is critically important.
I love it. Really, really good, safe information that we really need to know. And I love this. I had no idea that 811 existed. And so definitely this is the brighter side of life. Now, they actually come out and will mark your utility lines before you dig.
If you need to call a few days prior, as I mentioned, in California, it's 2 working days prior, but that does not include the day that you call. But you can find out all of the details about what is required in your state by going to 811beforeyoudig.com.
Before you dig.
Absolutely. And you can always reach out to your one call center and ask them for information, but it's not worth the risk to not call before you dig. It is the number one reason that there are damages to underground infrastructure is because the digger didn't call, but it is also the easiest way to make sure you stay protected is to call.
Very cool. All right, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and please share our show with everyone.
Great.
And I thank you for the reminder and for letting us know what we can do to stay safe and also be effective. So very cool.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
And, of course, we are at the end of our show. And, of course, I always want to end it with a moment of happiness. You're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. With that, thank you so much for listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll see you next week.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.